I'm not really going to ask you about your testimony because I believe you offered that in a very sincere way, and I don't want to try to change your opinion on something you sincerely believe. But the notion that our rights do not come from our laws or our government should make people very, very nervous. Because people of any religious tradition or none are entitled to the equal protection of the laws under the 14th Amendment. It shouldn't matter what their religious background is, what they think about God or the Creator, what their church affiliation is. You are entitled in this country, every person, to the equal protection of the laws. And so to demean laws and demean governments and suggest that rights don't come from laws and governments, I mean, again, I think there are such things as natural rights, and I try to live in accord with them, but I would never demean the law. We are a nation of laws, not men. Laws, not people. And if we now, after nearly 250 years, suddenly start to demean that or diminish that and suggest, no, it's natural rights as defined by a leader, the leader of Iran or the leader of any nation, that does not create a place of safety or comfort for folks.
Okay, Sandy Rios with you on Sandy Rios 24/7. That was the voice of Senator Tim Kaine. Senator Tim Kaine is from Virginia. He was testifying as part of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he was grilling a nominee, President Trump's nominee, Riley Barnes, who is going to be part, an assistant secretary, and I believe he's part of the Office of what's called Natural Rights. And so Tim Kaine, in that moment, which we're going to listen to today because I want you to hear it, made the claim that our rights do not come from God. They are not natural rights. Our rights come from laws, the laws that men make. That's what our rights come from. Now, why is that troubling? Well, I'm going to talk about that today because it's deeply troubling. Tim Kaine is deeply troubled. Well, I'm deeply troubled too. And I think it's important because these kinds of things, these moments in our culture really serve to teach us, to give us food for thought, to stop and think about what we really do believe and why our founders said what they said and why we should believe what we believe now. And this is one of those areas. I'm not sure how many believers could actually parse this. It's what I find is that Senator Kaine goes on a kind of a, not a tirade, it's an emotional a plea. And I believe he really means this, but it's twisted. And if you just listen to him, you'll think, well, maybe he's right. Our rights don't come from God. They come from laws. That's really true, isn't it? So that's not true for our country. It's never been true. And I'm going to tell you why today. Well, of course, this is Sandy Rios 24/7. And you know you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can listen to the podcast on any podcast platform. And you know what? If you're not a podcaster, you can go to sandyrios.com. And it's very simple to listen to it at that point. So you can catch us on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, a whole bunch of other social media platforms. So if that's your favorite go-to, then check them out. If you like Telegram, we're there too. But before we proceed today with the discussion of Senator Tim Kaine's statement, I have to share this with you. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade in 2022, over 100 abortion clinics have shut down. Listen to that. You know, but here's the heartbreaking part. Now the abortion pill has taken their place. It's being pushed on women everywhere, and it now makes up more than 60% of all abortions. But there really is hope. Every single day, preborn is rescuing lives, about 200 babies every day, by simply loving their moms and showing them their child through an ultrasound. And when a mom sees her baby and hears the heartbeat, everything changes. And here's where you come in. Just $28 provides that ultrasound. Think about it. Less than the cost of dinner out, and you're literally giving a mom and her baby a chance at life and a chance to meet Jesus, which is really finding life in the deepest sense. So I'm asking you personally, will you join me in this? If you just go to preborn.com/Sandy, that's preborn.com/Sandy, it's $28 to provide one ultrasound to one girl to save one baby. So any multiple of that is welcome, and I think most people can afford to give something. Thank goodness the economy is a little bit better right now. So if you can do something to help these kids, I know you want to. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. All right, well, sit back and maybe don't relax, but help me think through this, will you? Maybe get out your Bible. I hope that we can challenge our thinking as we review what it was that Senator Tim Kaine said and why it's not really true. It's you might argue that it's very dangerous twisting, and I believe that's true on this edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
Mr. Barnes, I'd actually like to go back to the exchange you had with Senator Kaine, and I wish Senator Kaine was still here. Senator Kaine and I were elected together 13 years ago. He is a friend. I would actually encourage observers to go back and listen to what Senator Kaine said, because I have to say I think was disturbing and showed much of where today's Democrat Party has gone wrong.
All right, you've heard now comments about Senator Kaine's remarks at that committee. Foreign Relations Committee is, it's interesting. I'll just put as a sideline. The Foreign Relations Committee has a terrible reputation among conservatives. Now, the current configuration, I can't say that for sure, but it has always been the most corrupt, honestly, of the committees. Interesting that Tim Kaine sits there. Tim is the senator from Virginia, beautiful Virginia, which is, of course, the home of our founding fathers, which makes what he said particularly interesting. He was a candidate for president. He's been everywhere. He's run for everything. He was governor of Virginia and a long list. His bio is very, very long. He's been a Democratic operative, and they refer to him as a moderate. But I've always felt not so much. He's been a missionary. I'm not sure if he's been a pastor, but he claims he's been a missionary. So this is kind of the foundation of who he is before we listen to what he actually says. And again, they're hearing, I think there's like five different nominees that are being run by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, nominees of President Trump. And so this is in the response to one named Riley Barnes. And Riley is responding. There's a quotation from Secretary of State Marco Rubio. It's about human rights, and it was included in Riley's testimony. And basically, Senator Rubio said that all men are created equal because our rights come from God, our Creator, not from our laws, not from our governments. And so, so this is what I think we should do. I actually think we should give Senator Kaine his due and let you listen to his whole statement. It's 4 minutes and 15 seconds long, so it's going to take a little bit. And then I'm going to go back. And the reason I'm doing this is because if you listen carefully, there are so many twistings and turns that you get confused and you're not quite sure what he did say. So I'm actually going to go back then and parse it, take it a little bit at a time, and we'll talk about it. And I invite you to think with me. If I was doing an open line on a live radio, this is when we'd open the phone lines, but I can't do that. So this is how we're going to do it. Here's Senator Tim Kaine in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Here we go.
Mr. Barnes, I was struck by your opening comments, and I asked to get a copy of them so I could read them and make sure I quoted them correctly. You state, and this is a quote from Secretary Rubio, "Our rights come from God, our Creator, not from our laws, not from our governments." I find that very, very troubling. I'm a devout person. I was a missionary in Honduras. We've got other devout folks in this room, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, American. The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law, and target Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling. I think the motto over the Supreme Court is equal justice under law, the oath that you and I take, pledge to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, not arbitrarily defined natural rights. I'm a strong believer in natural rights, but I have a feeling if we were to have a debate about natural rights in the room and put people around the table with different religious traditions, there would be some significant differences in the definitions of those natural rights. You go on to say, I believe our country and our government is the best in the world, and our strength comes from our enduring values. I believe that. But then you say, and you got to choose what to say in your opening testimony, these values aren't an endless list of, quote, rights. You put the quote around that to kind of demean the notion of rights that people create and change and form to meet their own needs or desires. These values aren't identity politics. They're the historic natural rights that we have as individuals pursuing life, liberty, and happiness in the world. Pursuing life, liberty, and happiness. The State Department's human rights report has just struck out all references to the rights of LGBTQ people in countries and the way countries treat LGBTQ people. I mean, do they have a right to liberty? Do they have a right to life? Do they have a right to happiness? Senator Murphy pointed out that the human rights report has taken out information about freedom of association, about freedom of expression, about exploitation of children, about prison conditions. These were all part of the human rights reports that have been done for years by the State Department. I think these are things that are connected to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They've now all been removed from the State Department's annual human rights report. And the notion that, well, we wanted to make it shorter or more readable just doesn't pass the laugh test with me and many others on this committee. I'm not really going to ask you about your testimony because I believe you offered that in a very sincere way, and I don't want to try to change your opinion on something you sincerely believe. But the notion that our rights do not come from our laws or our government should make people very, very nervous. Because people of any religious tradition or none are entitled to the equal protection of the laws under the 14th Amendment. It shouldn't matter what their religious background is, what they think about God or the Creator, what their church affiliation is. You are entitled in this country, every person, to the equal protection of the laws. And so to demean laws and demean governments and suggest that rights don't come from laws and governments, I mean, again, I think there are such things as natural rights, and I try to live in accord with them. But I would never demean the law. We are a nation of laws, not men. Laws, not people. And if we now, after nearly 250 years, suddenly start to demean that or diminish that and suggest, no, it's natural rights as defined by a leader, the leader of Iran or the leader of any nation, that does not create a place of safety or comfort for folks.
Okay, so just to remind you about our history, our preamble to our Constitution was written by Thomas Jefferson, you know, the great third president of the United States, the writer, the author, the poet, the brilliant man who actually penned those words. And he says, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, rights you can't take away, and unalienable. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are the three he enumerated. So this is actually what Tim Kaine is taking on. He is absolutely refuting what Thomas Jefferson wrote and what our founders said. And that's why, and also it's not just what the founders said and what they wrote, it's the truth of God's word. And that's the reason that these founders of ours left Europe, because they didn't believe that the king had the ability to assign rights to them or take their rights away. That rights are inalienable. They are given by God, not every right. And part of it goes to the definition of what's a right. And that's, I think, where Tim Kaine is leading up to, and we'll make that point just a minute. And so let's go back to what he says, and I'm going to do my best to kind of point out some things, and then we'll sort of get some perspective from it as much as we can. Let's listen. This is the first statement that Tim Kaine made. Here it is.
Mr. Barnes, I was struck by your opening comments, and I asked to get a copy of them so I could read them and make sure I quoted them correctly. You state, and this is a quote from Secretary Rubio, "Our rights come from God, our Creator, not from our laws, not from our government." I find that very, very troubling. I'm a devout person. I was a missionary in Honduras. We've got other devout folks in this room, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, American. The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their Creator.
All right, let's take that on first. So let's go to the last part of it first. He says that that's what the Iranian regime does. It attributes natural rights. That's exactly what they do. They attribute natural rights to their God. That's really totally false. To my understanding of Islam and Sharia law, I don't necessarily believe, I believe it's not true that they think there are any natural rights at all. Because the Quran is a series of rules. Don't do this and do this. You know, kill or convert, that's one of them. I mean, they're not rights that we're going to give you liberty. They don't have liberty. They don't have natural rights. I don't believe for a second that the Iranian regime believes there's natural law given to people by their God. I don't believe that. They believe that you get your rights. I don't think they give rights at all. That's just so silly. I've interviewed too many former Muslims, even some terrorists, who talk about the relief when they finally believe in Jesus and leave Sharia and that whole world behind because they are not forced to do these horrible things that they really don't want to do, like kill people, behead people. It's really interesting. So I don't think that the Islamic regime in Iran cares a whit about people's rights. What do you think? They make people, women, wear these hijabs and the black coverings, and they can't go out in public. I mean, that they don't, they're not in the business of giving rights. That is just bizarre. And so he goes on to say that, he said, there are a lot of people in this room, and it's just not right. You know, we got Catholics and Jews and Muslims, and if you ask them what they believe about, not Catholics, Jews and Muslims and Christians in this room, and if you ask them about natural rights, they would all say something different. Well, I don't really think so. I think the Muslims, I just explained what they'd say, what are you talking about? We do what Sharia tells us to do in banking and our behavior, everything. They don't believe in natural rights given by the Almighty Creator. And Catholics, of course, have the same Bible. And I would assume because some of the founders, I don't think many, but a few might have been Catholic, I think they'd have the same understanding about natural rights, and they were all on board with what Thomas Jefferson wrote. And as a matter of fact, let me just stop for a second. Al Mohler did a piece on this, and so I'm going to read what he had to say about this. When Thomas Jefferson wrote, "We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights," this wasn't just something he penned. It wasn't a poem or a prose piece. This is what they believed. Because they came here, they claimed that the British Crown had failed to protect these unalienable rights that had been granted by the Creator, and that the colonies were just justly declaring their independence as United States on the basis of that very claim. Jefferson, the primary author of the Declaration, explicitly claimed that these natural rights were given by God, not by government, and were thus a just cause for independence. Government was not the author of such rights, but the legitimacy of government rests on the respect for these rights. So the King George did not respect their rights. Can anybody actually argue against that? And so Tim Kaine is trying to tell us that the government gives us our rights. It's just twisted. I have to say it's very twisted. You can tell he's very sincere about it. He says, I believe, you know, he says, I'm a devout person. I want to talk about that for a second. I want to know, you know, first of all, what does a devout person mean? I think devout means, you know, you're dedicated to something, whatever it is, you really are dedicated. And I think a serious practitioner of your faith, is a devout person, but devotion comes from the belief that the object of your worship is real and true. So Allah and whatever God he mentioned, the Jewish God, of course, is our God. So he's kind of inferring that all gods are the same. So he feels, as a devout believer in something, he never quite says what he's a devout believer in. He never defends. He says, I believe in natural rights. He never defends natural rights. He says because he claims that Muslims wouldn't be happy with this because they are as autocratic as they are theocratic, because they believe that God... Oh, it's so twisted. He's telling us that Muslims, and because we have Muslims in this country, we can't say that our rights come from God, because we'd have a disagreement on that. And I would say that if a person is devoted to, he infers, the Lord Jesus Christ and Jehovah, the God of our fathers, the creator, the author of heaven and earth, the creator of heaven and earth, he never says that, actually. And then he goes on to claim he was a missionary, and I know he was. But do we not understand, and if you don't understand, I have to say to you that you can say you're a rabbit, you can say you're a dog, you can say you're all kinds of things in our country now, you can say you're a woman if you're a man, you can say you're a missionary, but it's the fruits. It's like, what are you spreading? A missionary is someone who brings the good news about Jesus. That is a missionary. It's not, bringing food in and bringing water in, unless you do it in the name of Jesus. And I don't think Tim Kaine, because he didn't express it, I have to take from that that when he says he's devout, he's not talking about what you and I think about as believers in Christ. We are devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only God, and we want to be willing to die for him, as our founders and the great men of the church and women who stood strong and would not deny the truth about God and his creation. So I don't think he's as devoted as he thinks he is. I'm not sure what he's devoted to. Maybe we'll figure it out as we read along here a little bit. Now, he says also there are Christians and Muslims and Jews here. Muslims and Jews know. I guarantee you, when Jews came to this country, they understood it was a Christian nation, founded on Christian principles. Doesn't mean everybody has to be a Christian. And they also understand that they weren't Christians, and they were given religious freedom. That's what the foundations of our country provided. You are not forced to believe, but nevertheless, there's the acknowledgement of a creator and a God who gives natural rights. And those natural rights are the same for Muslims, for Jews, for Christians. The natural rights are the same. They are God-given to every man, regardless of color or religion. And I think Muslims came here, I think the bad part, this may not be true of every single one of them, but part of their teaching is domination. And they are here to dominate and to take over, as they are in London right now, as they are in other countries in Europe. It's France, it's amazing, shocking. So don't tell me that they don't have natural rights, or we're making them feel bad, or insinuating that they don't have natural rights because someone says that our rights come from God and not from man and government. So, all right, so he goes on to say other things. Let's hear this clip, too. Here we go.
So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling. I think the motto over the Supreme Court is equal justice under law. The oath that you and I take, pledge to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, not arbitrarily defined natural rights. I'm a strong believer in natural rights, but I have a feeling if we were to have a debate about natural rights in the room and put people around the table with different religious traditions, there would be some significant differences in the definitions of those natural rights.
Yeah, I think there would be too, because the left now, and that's a new religion, he should put that in there. The left now believes, you have a right to abortion. Oh, you have a right to health care. You have a right to what? To say that you're a woman when you're a man. You have a right to rent subsidies. You have a right to SNAP or food stamps. You have a right to, money each month. You have a right to COVID money. You have a right. Yeah, the list is endless. When government gets into the business of telling you what rights you have, they can be taken away, given and taken away in a moment. But the rights that God gives, which are part of nature and nature's God, which is how the founders referred to it, are unalienable. Government can allow those rights, and that's what the founders wanted. They wanted our government to allow those rights to flourish in our lives. The pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those were the three that Thomas Jefferson enumerated. Life, the right to life. You don't have to worry about being killed. You're protected under law so that you have the right to life, the right to liberty. Don't tread on me, they said. They didn't have liberty in England, and God has placed liberty in our hearts. Every man wants to be free. And the pursuit of happiness, which sounds, I remember thinking that sounded a little shallow. Like, what pursuit happiness? But they're talking about being the master of your own fate, deciding what you want to do with your life, the freedom to create, to be with friends, freedom of travel, freedom of association, all of that. That's what they meant by that. It's really absolutely beautiful. And it really is from the scripture. God, the real God, the one true God, does not force people to serve him. But when people move to this country, they have those unalienable rights. For him to say that Muslims and Jews have had those rights taken away because we suddenly have to say that, according to him, that the law is the thing that gives us rights. And, our senators, they're the ones that give us rights. And, our Congress, don't you want that to happen? Isn't that thrilling to think about? I don't think so. We have an anchor, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ and the God of our fathers. And those rights never change, regardless of what Tim has to say. They can't be taken away. Not in principle, and they can't be added to. So, but he wasn't finished. So let's listen to the next one, which is.
I believe our country and our government is the best in the world, and our strength comes from our enduring values. I believe that. But then you say, and you got to choose what to say in your opening testimony. These values aren't an endless list of quote rights. You put the quote around that to kind of demean the notion of rights that people create and change and form to meet their own needs or desires. These values aren't identity politics. They're the historic natural rights that we have as individuals pursuing life, liberty, and happiness in the world. Pursuing life, liberty, and happiness.
All right, so he's referring to what I just talked about. He's lobbying for all these rights. He's talking about human rights. He's not talking about inalienable rights. He's talking about what I mentioned before, like I have a right to kill my baby. I have a right to, women have a right to whatever, go into combat, even though they have 30 pounds less upper body strength. I have a right. This is what we've heard. This is when actually it started going off the rails in our country, this whole demand about rights. I don't think the founders ever had that in mind, and God himself certainly never had that in mind. We're talking about basic freedoms of human existence. We're not talking about free food, food stamps, welfare, free medical. Those are not rights, but Tim thinks they are. And that's what he's morphing and trying to race any lines between them. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let's listen to the next one.
The State Department's human rights report has just struck out all references to the rights of LGBTQ people in countries and the way countries treat LGBTQ people. I mean, do they have a right to liberty? Do they have a right to life? Do they have a right to happiness? Senator Murphy pointed out that the human rights report has taken out information about freedom of association, about freedom of expression, about exploitation of children, about prison conditions. These were all part of the human rights reports that have been done for years by the State Department. I think these are things that are connected to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They've now all been removed from the State Department's annual human rights report. And the notion that, well, we wanted to make it shorter or more readable just doesn't pass the laugh test with me and many others on this committee.
So I'm not exactly sure what Senator Kaine is referring to of the change in the State Department, but I will tell you this. For the last several years, beginning with Barack Obama, the president, and then leading through Joe Biden, we had a terrible practice in this country of forcing embassies to fly the gay flag, gay pride flag. We had a terrible practice of forcing them to accept LGBT persons to allow gay marriage, there was tremendous pressure put upon those countries that objected by our State Department. I suspect he's talking about a change there. That's what I think he's mentioning. And then when he goes on to talk about prison reform and prison conditions and all of that, I guess the thing that comes to my mind is our Constitution and our rights that come from our Creator, this we're talking about in our country. I don't think we are guaranteeing that to the whole world. I don't think we could do that. And our State Department, in spite of the work that they do overseas, our main focus should be here. This is where we offer. That's why people come from all over the world to live here, because they can smell it and feel it and taste it, the freedom that we offer in this country. And it's coming back to bite us, I do think. But so the question is, should LGBT rights, the State Department has taken away their natural rights. Yeah, could they, how can they do that? I just want to point out that I can't think of a single LGBT person that does not have these rights that come from God. The right to life, I'm talking about in this country. The right to life. Who is stopping them from having the right to life? There are no campaigns to kill LGBTQ persons. There are campaigns from them to kill straight people. We've certainly seen a number of mass murders from the transgender crowd, but that's not that may be on some fronts, maybe some of that, but that's not our law. That's not what we practice. We don't line them up and shoot them. They have a right to life. They have a right to liberty. Are we putting them in jail? Are they being restricted in any way? And the pursuit of happiness. Well, all right. So I guess there we might argue that the pursuit of happiness and also rights, liberty, having liberty and the right to happiness does not mean license. In other words, it's not a carte blanche right to do anything you want, no matter what. So we already have gay marriage, and that should never have been passed. But we could say it doesn't give you a right to marry your cousin, your sister, your mother, or a dog. I mean, that might make you really happy. There was a guy in England actually did marry his dog. That's the reason I said that. But when he's talking about the right to pursue happiness, you see what it becomes. If the government makes up those rights, it's just bizarre, but that's not what God had in mind. And so there's not, in this country, there's not an LGBTQ person who does not have those rights, and that's just a red herring argument. There's just no truth to it and what he's inferring. Okay, so I think he closes out with this next one. This is the last clip.
I'm not really going to ask you about your testimony, because I believe you offered that in a very sincere way, and I don't want to try to change your opinion on something you sincerely believe. But the notion that our rights do not come from our laws or our government should make people very, very nervous. Because people of any religious tradition or none are entitled to the equal protection of the laws under the 14th Amendment. It shouldn't matter what their religious background is, what they think about God or the Creator, what their church affiliation is. You are entitled in this country, every person, to the equal protection of the laws. And so to demean laws and demean governments and suggest that rights don't come from laws and governments, I mean, again, I think there are such things as natural rights, and I try to live in accord with them. But I would never demean the law. We are a nation of laws, not men. Laws, not people. And if we now, after nearly 250 years, suddenly start to demean that or diminish that and suggest, no, it's natural rights as defined by a leader, the leader of Iran or the leader of any nation, that does not create a place of safety or comfort for folks.
Are you kidding me? I guess the more he talks, the more I see how twisted his own mind is, because what he's saying is just twisted. He says we should be troubled and very, very nervous to declare again what the founders said, that our rights are inalienable and they come from God, they come from our Creator, that they wanted a country that would allow those rights for every person. Nobody denied that. So we should be nervous about it. He's talking about the list of rights that his team wants, and I've already enumerated those. And I guarantee you, if there's anything we should be nervous about or troubled about, it would be that Tim Kaine and his crowd on the left start telling us and creating rights and putting it in law and having us live by that and forget about God's part in this. I don't want that world. I don't want that world. And I don't think you do either. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear another word from Ted Cruz and some final thoughts from Al Mohler on this on Sandy Rios 24/7.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Did you know that since Roe v. Wade was passed, and that was back in 1973, over 66 million babies have been aborted in the United States? That's nearly one in five pregnancies terminated. With the abortion pill now available at local pharmacies and through the mail, a woman's bathroom now has become the scene of the crime. And that's where she tragically expels her child. We have to stop this. And you know how to do that. Preborn is a master at saving these babies and their moms. Go to preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. That's preborn.com/Sandy.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." I have to say it is stunning to me that the principle that God has given us natural rights is now deemed by Democrats some radical and dangerous notion. Mr. Jefferson was right when he wrote those words. Government exists to protect those rights. But slavery was not okay when U.S. law allowed it. It was wrong then. It is wrong now. It is always wrong.
All right. So Ted, of course, he made a very new point, which is a great illustration, that just because the government makes it law doesn't mean it's right. We've had many laws like that have had to be reversed. Abortion, they declared it was, you know, the powers that be, it was the Supreme Court in this case, declared that abortion for all 9 months back in 1973 was right. It was a right for women to have that. And it was bizarre. And they did the same thing on gay marriage, which should never have been codified. And it may be turned over pretty quickly, well, in the near future. If you didn't hear my conversation with Matt Staver a few days ago, you should listen to that, because it really is amazing how, as he lays out why he thinks it may be turned over. But just because men pass laws don't mean that they are rights. I could go on and on with the number of things that Congress has gotten wrong, and restrictions they put on our lives, the burdens they've placed. They've taken away rights left and right, and that is the whole point. And I want to go to Al Mohler to finish out here. Al Mohler, of course, is the president of Southern Seminary in the United States, and he's a really great thinker. And he wrote a whole article about this, which I commend to you. It's Yes, Senator Kaine, Our Rights Come from the Creator. And so I just recommend that to you. But this is what he said. He said, there is something deeper here. The acknowledgement that natural rights are endowed by our Creator means that these natural rights are real. They exist because the Creator made them to exist. They were not just assertions and claims declared by a bunch of rebels meeting in Philadelphia. No, they existed before human beings knew to articulate them and before human governments were assigned to respect them. Then he goes on to say, the political left in the United States is all about the process of declaring and demanding new artificial rights. Abortion one day, the right for a man to marry a man, and the new supposed right to deny biological reality. These are rights just made up by governments. And if they make them up, and if they do that, then they can take them away. And so that's dangerous. And I agree with him completely. So I hope this was helpful. And I've repeated a lot of things because I want you to remember. I think it's beneficial if you can repeat this and tell your friends, we can't let them go down that course. They're trying to change the whole course of our understanding about the way things are, about our own country. They're trying to untether us from our Constitution and certainly from our God. And so we're not going to let them do that, not without a fight. And of course, even if they try to untether, there's nothing they cannot. The foolish thoughts of men's hearts that they think that actually they can overcome the rights that God has given to all mankind, to men, that He created and loved. They think that they can usurp that add new rights. They just, it's a foolish of the darkening of their hearts, as it talks about in Romans 1. Well, all right, Sandy Rios with you, and I hope that this is beneficial to you. It's beneficial to me to think about it a lot, and these are the kinds of times that we learn and confirm our faith in learning. So thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.